The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Has everyone in here had a full-blown nutty, like a meltdown moment?
Yeah.
Really?
You haven't?
None that I'll talk about. No, I don't. I think I'm always kind of having one. Am I not?
On the edge of one, yeah.
I just didn't think you ever. That was a trick question. I didn't think T-Hack would answer yes.
It takes a lot. I feel like I've had them a couple times, like when moving, like in the middle of moving.
You just can't take it anymore?
Yeah, it's just so many trips, and then there's just a lot to handle, and it just, I feel like I've had, where you unload something into one room, and it's like, no, that's to the other room, and now you're moving it, and you're just wasted effort, and you're frazzled, you're tired, you're annoyed.
How does your meltdown moment manifest itself? Do you cry? Do you throw things? Do you break stuff?
I would just scream usually, yeah.
Okay.
And then a cry. A cry after.
Did you work here when I had my big meltdown moment?
I don't know.
Well, you would know.
You've had some big ones I've seen.
So we're in a studio right now that the air conditioner does not work.
No.
It occasionally, if it does anything, it blows hot, humid air onto us.
Yeah.
So we're literally like getting the fits right now. It is a zillion degrees.
Yeah. I've wrung my shirt out a couple of times.
It is 57% humidity in this room, according to the little thing we have in here.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. So back in the day, the equipment in here works about 1% of the time. Mm-hmm. When we were in the old studio, it was a day where, like, I had recorded some commercials, they didn't work. We had tried to put new songs in, it didn't work. We tried to, like, do a live break on the air, it didn't work. And there was some thing, I was just trying to search something on the internet, and the keyboard locked up, and it was the last moment for me. And I picked up the keyboard, and I smashed it against the counter. That was the first thing I broke, but it made all the, it like rained the alphabet.
Oh, yeah.
And it, like, the people in the room, if you were in the room, you'd know it. And it was like, there were a few letters left, so everyone in the room took a turn of trying to make it rain the rest of the letters.
That's kind of fun.
And then I full
on. They're not even mad.
Let me try it.
And I office spaced a computer. Like, I tipped a computer over and stomped on it till it no longer worked.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I wasn't here for that.
Full blown meltdown. I'm not proud of it.
Yeah, did it help?
Well, they had to replace the things that were broken.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the things that were broken anyway, right?
Yeah.
True.
I made them visibly broken. They're like, is it not working? I'm like, as you can see, it's smashed and there are letters everywhere. I remember somebody coming in trying to remember where all the letters go.
That's no.
And they're trying to like snap
just
them
get
back
a new
in.
Keyboard.
I was like, yeah, just run over and get a new one. So there was a story in the news that a flight had to be diverted because some dude had his meltdown and tried to open the door.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's like the worst place to have a meltdown.
On a plane? Excuse me. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Because you're trapped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where is he trying to go?
Open the door? Everyone gets so afraid. You can't, like, I don't think you can physically open the door.
While you're in the air?
Yes. Everybody's like, oh my God, stop him. And it's like, no, let him go. He can't do it. The air,
I believe you, but at the same time, I'm paranoid, so.
Yeah, it does make sense, though. You don't want anyone just bumping it and it,
right.
You know, it opens.
Well, it's a pressurized cabin. It's like.
That does make sense.
It's like opening the door on a submarine.
Ah.
You can't just like, and the water comes flooding. Oh God, stop that dude. But he had a meltdown. He assaulted a flight attendant, tried to open the door. That was his meltdown moment. So are you guys each going to confess one?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah,
I mean, you kind of already did.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll get a little more vulnerable, but we want to hear the time you had a full-blown nutty, we call it a meltdown moment. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I think you guys are going to be surprised when I say that I haven't really had a lot, but when I have, it's always like food related because
food related. What do you mean?
Yeah. Cause I will, you guys know that even though I'm a diabetic, I love sweets.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the weirdest things about you. Cause I've seen you horking down ice cream almost every day. And I'm like, and your little meter is going beep, beep, beep. And I'm like,
I'm giving myself insulin for it. It's fine.
It's just a suggestion. Those beeps don't really mean that much.
Okay.
But I remember this was I have not had one since.
Oh my
God. Was a cherry Mr. Misty Freeze. from Dairy Queen.
Okay.
And someone bumped me and it just fell to the floor. Oh, just no. In the parking lot, gone. It was my 13th reason for lack of a better.
Oh my God, Aaron, take it back.
I was done. I got in my car, sobbed, and then just went home and went to bed.
Okay, so that's a, okay. But you didn't hurt anybody.
No, I didn't. Mm. That was a funny.
So I just recently had one, but I didn't do, so I want to talk about a meltdown moment that I didn't have. And I know, Tiek, you and I just talked about this off the air. I went to a concert at the brand new Ford Theater, Ford Amphitheater, and every J-hole on the street parked with a full 3/4 of a car length in front and behind them, so there was way less parking. So you couldn't fit a car in. Even with like auto drive, your car wouldn't fit in there. And it reminded me of a moment where our former partner and friend, not former friend, but Steve, we went to a Rockies game and something similar happened. And Steve did not care about the Tacoma truck that he was driving at the time. We were in the parking lot right by Chop House, which is now McGregor Square. And he just moved cars.
Oh my gosh.
By repeatedly bashing them with his truck.
Oh my gosh.
Till he had room to park. And then he got out of his truck. I was in the truck with him at the beginning of it. Then I bailed. Once he parked, he got out and we started to go to the game. And I was like, you're not seriously leaving your car there because they're going to track the white paint. Like,
yeah, it's,
they
good,
see it.
It's obvious
yeah.
that you're the one who did it. And he acted like he was going to leave it, but then he eventually didn't. And he got in his car and left.
That's wild.
But I'm telling
know if
you, I was going to
there.
Do it at the Ford. I was
like, wasn't it like a dream a truck, come true? Just being in it, just, oh, yes, ram him, ram him.
Like the first car he started, he tapped it, and I was like, and he started to move it, and then he backed into another car, and once he made hard contact with that, it became Demolition Derby. So if about 10 years ago you sustained major damage to your car, we can give you the number of the guy.
I was in that. My neck's kind of hurt, actually. Dude, no.
He smashed probably 6 cars.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Some were parked fine. Yeah. Just
right. Even. If you've had a meltdown moment, we'd love to talk to you. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking to people about when they just lost their mind, had a nutty.
Mm-hmm.
A full meltdown.
Meltdown moment.
I might do it now!
Oh, my God, dude.
Sorry. Not now?
Did you
doing
see
it?
What he just did? I pooped my pants just now.
I thought we were doing the melt. Sorry.
Sandy.
My dad scared me. Yai.
He scared all of us. And it's not funny. All right. What was your meltdown? Oh, my God.
Years ago, I worked at a restaurant and things happened to be going wrong in the whole restaurant. Customers were particularly annoying, and I started to have a meltdown. So they put me in the office, and I sat in the corner on the floor saying, nobody touch me. Don't touch me. I'm pretty sure I'm going to die if you touch me. Don't freaking touch me.
Oh my gosh.
So, did anybody?
It was no, nobody touched me. I think they were sort of.
Yeah, I think I'm going to follow that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So a guy that I worked with, his parents owned a travel agency. So he booked me a trip to Mazatlan so I could go and relax.
I'm going to.
That's so
cute. Nobody touch me.
Buddy,
nobody
come
touch
here.
Me.
So that is, wow, in the corner that's on the floor and scream, don't touch me, and maybe you'll get a trip.
Yeah.
Mm.
I will try that next.
Noted.
Chloe. What was your meltdown moment?
It was when I had a sleepover with my friends, and then they were all like, I'm too hot. I'm too cold. And then I stood up straight. And then I was quiet at first, and then I was like, you shut up, you idiot.
Yeah, tell him.
Let's get you a
Chloe.
Trip to Mazatlan. Thank you, Chloe. Kylie.
Yikes.
Yikes. Meltdown moment. What happened to you?
Okay, so I was having a really, really bad day, and I wanted my favorite ice cream, which is Breyer's vanilla, you know, with the little speckles of actual vanilla.
Oh, like the vanilla bean.
In there.
That's true. Real bean, yeah. One.
Okay.
Nobody makes a vanilla ice cream like they do. It's okay. So good.
Okay.
So when I got to the store and they didn't have any, I freaked out, and I'm embarrassed to say no. that I demanded to know who was in charge of stocking and why they hadn't ordered it and why there was none on in the freezer section.
Yep. Okay. So you,
it was
okay.
a rough week, you guys. Like, the day was really tough. I'm talking about if something could go wrong, it did. And I just took it out on these poor grocery workers.
Right. Right. Imagine how their day was. And they had no Breyer's ice cream to fall back on either.
The store.
You, like, legit, you are, like, you can't go, you know you can't go back there, right? Like, that's not your store anymore.
No, it isn't.
No, I mean, like, you, once you melt it down at a store,
I see you chasing around other people with Breyers in their cart.
What flavor is it? Jump it! Oh my god, that's psycho! And now you have to drive like 3 miles across town to, like, okay, was it worth it?
No, I'm so embarrassed in my behavior. But yeah. The, when that came up, I had to fess up and clear my conscience. Yeah, no, it's not the right thing to do. Clearly,
we'll send you a lifetime supply.
You should try Bluebell.
Oh,
no.
Yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, dude,
I would melt down for
the
that.
The root beer float one.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kylie. Danielle.
Yeah.
Yay. Meltdown moment. What happened to you?
Yeah, so I had these leftovers from, like, my favorite Thai place, and Thai food and Italian food are always better the next day. Anyway, so
I could not agree more.
Oh,
really?
Let that sauce simmer in the noodles. It's just better.
It just, because it sets in. There's something about, like, pasta sauce is, like, hot and it's on top of the noodle, and all the different sauces, they're on top of whatever. And then the next day, they're part of it. It's,
I get it, but no.
Yeah, Italian? Whenever I eat Italian leftovers the next day, it's always like, yeah, more bread, please. Oh, where'd she go? Where's the server?
Dude, get over it.
Buy the bread. That's what I'm there. Just give me the bread.
King Soopers. And I'm sorry, we have derailed your story. Please don't be mad at us. But I wanted you to know, I'm on your side already.
Okay, excellent. So I had these delicious leftovers. I had a long day at work, and I was going to eat them when I got home. I get home, my husband had eaten them. I was very upset. I mean, it was a long day at work. So I, you know, thought that's the end. My marriage is over. I
left
over at my sister's house.
Wait, you actually left?
I was very upset.
Okay. No, we are doing meltdown moments, so that does seem extreme. But, like, had you dibs them?
What's that?
Had you dibs them? Did you make it known that you needed those later?
Yeah, I mean, they were my leftovers. He didn't. It was like a dinner that I went out with my girlfriend and.
Mm.
Oh, what?
I don't know.
They're hers. They're hers.
Did your sister have leftovers at her house?
I wish.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's the punishment does not fit the crime on that, but I totally get it.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.